They call it dog days.
Dog days?
Yeah.
Rainy days?
Yeah. The second part of the year, we get some, we get a lot of rain like that. And I don't know, we, only thing I ever heard is they call it dog days, the second part of the year.
That reminds me, I want to ask you about this. If you got this situation, like if the sun's shining, not any clouds in the sky, but all of a sudden it starts raining, have you ever heard people say anything about that situation?
What, that's the sunshine?
It's raining and the sunshine.
Yeah. Devil whipping his water.
That's what I was interested in, yeah. Devil whipping his water.
That's right.
What would people say if, you've gone a long time without any rain? They'd say they're having a what?
Having a drought.
How long would you have to go without rain before you had a drought?
Before you had a drought? About 3 or 4 weeks.
3 or 4 weeks?
Mm-hmm. Then it's a drought.
Do people make a difference between a drought and a dry spell?
Yeah. A dry spell is not so bad as a drought, you know.
Uh-huh.
A dry spell is. You should take a... Now, I would use the word now. We're having a dry spell now.
Mm-hmm.
Because we need some rain now, you know.
Right.
And later on, if it continues another couple of weeks, or 3 weeks, it'll be a drought.
What about a frost? Does it make a difference between a frost that doesn't do any harm and one that would kill your tomatoes?
No.
Like a killing frost?